Oh my gosh. Now I actually have to talk. You know, it's so easy to bring in Chris Alfheim because she's so full of good energy and so much brilliance. And now I have to do something. So it's, yeah, man, she, my eternal thanks to our dear friend, Chris Alfheim, for, you know, not only, you know, her friendship and her time here, but God, it feels so good to be able to celebrate something. And I'm so truly proud of her. I'm happy for her. And I think I'm happy for Wisconsin because we have someone who really cares, who's doing it the right way, doing it for the right reasons. And that's wonderful. I want to talk and talk about how that last segment about the idea of, you know, just not shying away. And we talk about it so often, and that's why I wanted to ask her that question of how do you go into those discussions? How do you face someone who, you know, uses who you are and who you love and as a political football, and how do you move forward? And I think she is going to be a real North Star in not just the state Senate, but I think in Wisconsin politics as a whole. Of how do we move forward with this? Because we have to. I would love for her one day to be Governor Chris Alfheim, because good Lord, would we be in a great, now that's going to start. Oh, Chris Alfheim running for governor. No, that was me. But I really think she is someone who my kids can look at as an example of, boy, if I can be like that person, you know, life would be good. I'd be very proud as a dad. But I want to talk about Thanksgiving and a conversation I had during Thanksgiving. I had the opportunity to practice what I preach a little bit. And I did the two don'ts of talking politics over Thanksgiving dinner. And I didn't think it was going to, I didn't think I was going to actually have to do it myself, but I did. And I hope you would all be proud of me, but because we were talking with my aunt, and this is not the crazy one. This is an aunt that I absolutely adore and love. And she's a wonderful person and her family are wonderful people. And like Chris said, not everybody who voted for Trump is a bad person. I would say I agree with her that most of the people that voted for Donald Trump are not bad people. They're just, We just got to talk to him in a better way. But there was a conversation where my aunt came up to me and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you." And I was like, "Oh shoot, here we go." now I got to do what I'm telling everybody else to do. And she said, "Well, in the summertime, you sent me a Snapchat, and we talked about this. There was an incident that happened during a parade that we were at where." Someone came up to my daughter, and it was a child that was going to give her candy, and then the mom kind of shooed her away, and we don't give candy to those people. And then I was like, "What just happened?" And this person went to the next family, and there was another family of color, and they were shooed away from there too. And I was like, "That really sucks." And then I put on my Snapchat story. It was like there was a everybody loves the tractors. And it was old tractors, but then there was, of course, like three of them in a row that said "Farmers for Trump." Da, da, da. So I put and said like "Farmers for Felons" or something along those lines. And my aunt commented back, and she said, "Oh well, you know, just because they voted that way, that doesn't mean that they're, you know, da, 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 don't judge." And I sent her back something that was very emotional. It was a big long thing about, you know, "You don't understand. This is why I feel that way. This is why this is important," and all of that. And she responded back, and, you know, "I love you," whatever. But during Thanksgiving, she said, "I have this on my heart that I need to talk to you about." And we did. And it was constructive. And she said, "You know, just because someone votes one way doesn't mean they're a bad person." And I said, "I totally agree with you. I do agree with you." I said, "But those people that are voting for that, I hope you understand the frustration and the hurt and the pain that we have on the other side of that." Because we talked about my wife, we talked about my children, we talked about my brother. Even though I was born straight, white, in America, and a man, even though I have never experienced discrimination in my family or in myself, my family has. And so even though as a Trump voter, you are not a bad person, what you did was you looked at all of those things that Trump stands for and you said, I can overlook that. And I did use that description of, you know, I used to be a Republican. But if I would go into a room of Trump supporters, I would look to my right and I would see people that are, you know, white nationalists that want to discriminate against people like my wife. I would look to my left and I would see Moms for Liberty who are discriminating against people like my brother, taking books out of school and all of that stuff. And I said, you know, to my aunt, I said, if I'm in that room, I am not in the right room, right? I said, boil it all down. Take politics out of it. Take everything out of it. If you are in that room, you're not in the right one. And she kind of stopped and she said, well, I know what you're saying. And she said, well, we, you know, just agree to disagree. And I said, I will agree that I will love you. I will always love you. I won't agree to disagree because agreeing to disagree somehow means that I kind of agree that you're right in that instance and you're not. And I'm okay to have that discussion. And again, it seems like every week I kind of harp on this a little bit, but it's so important. And you heard Chris Alfheim talk about that, how it is important to have these discussions and don't have them with daggers, have them in a place out of love. But that is how we can get back to what's important and we can get back to working together. Because I think that if we get to that point, there's so much more that we can all agree on than what we disagree on. And if we are the ones that are having that rational message and we are the ones pushing that message out, boy, we can be in a pretty darn good spot. And I think that there's a lot that we can celebrate about November 5th as we kind of get away from that. We can look back with a little more clarity on, hey, we had some good victories. Gall darn it. Chris Alfheim won. How about that? We can celebrate those things because those are all steps to a more perfect union. Thanks for listening to The Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week.